Okay, maybe this is for Talking Head. I'm just now watching a, what's it called? A CIA spy leave the USA before 2030. Well, you shouldn't trust your gut. And it's quite interesting. It's one man called Andrew Bustamante. And he's describing what he learned, I mean, some things he'd learned in the CIA training, because he was a CIA spy, actually. And that he also used, because this YouTube channel is about business, he used it in business. And I want to just list the interesting things that he teaches and learned himself during his CIA training. The last thing here, now I'm at, it's a long video, I'm somewhere at 1 hour 22 minutes. He's talking about how we all have a public life, a private life, and a secret life. And as a spy, much of what they do is that they try to, of course, get hold of, steal secrets that are state secrets of a country or something like that. So he said what you try and do then is to, you meet someone in the public sphere and you try to get into that person's private life, becoming a friend or whatever, but then take it further and have that person to share secrets. And he says the way you do that is, and this he spoke about earlier here, is when you sit in front of a person, for instance, you can learn to mirror that person. In other words, even as something as simple as how the person sits, how the person moves, and I guess also how what the person talks about, whatever. When you do so, the person feels comfortable with you, can identify with you, of course, because they see themselves in you. So he's saying like this, if I can remember it right. I have to look at that again because I didn't understand perfectly. That if you can make another person mirror you, then you have control over that person somewhere. But anyway, the important thing here, that he said here last was, he said there is a, about the secrets, there is this vulnerability, this is what the secrets are, right? If you share a secret with someone, you're making yourself vulnerable, right? So the way to make another person do that is that you also make yourself vulnerable. You share a secret too. And the other guy here, interviewer, said that you're just making up and faking secrets in order to make the other person share that secret back. And he said, not exactly, because what you do is they talk about a window and a door. A door is that you just open the door right into that secret, and the other person can just walk through that door, and there you are with the whole thing. But there's a window where you just hint at it, as far as I understand. Let's say you're starting to, or you know that the other person has a certain kind of secret, and then you may have a similar kind of secret yourself or whatever that fits. Then you kind of indicate and hint and give a little bit of that and make yourself vulnerable. But it's just a window. It's not opening the full door. So then that may lead the other person to eventually open the full door, because you said the psychology here is that we really want to share our secrets. We want that trust level with other people. And I get, again, it's a subconscious thing, because secrets are kept locked in there behind the door because we feel uncomfortable about them and sharing them. Just sharing anything means we free ourselves from that burden. So the kind of scary thing here is that CIA agents learn that art, how to really get in under another person's skin to that level of very personal trust that they would actually share secrets. And here in this, the Diary of a CEO, this YouTube channel, he's teaching that to business people too. This just goes to show how sophisticated some people are that you meet out here in society today. And he's saying another thing I remember was that you got perception and perspective. And with those he means that your perception, well, it is very often influenced by emotions. So they use that. And your perception of something is limited and is often wrong. Whilst perspective means that you look objectively, rationally at the entire situation. You took an example of you see some rags on the floor and you think it's a rat. That's your perception, and then you go emotionally, you react emotionally to it. Illusion, really. But then if you get a perspective on it, you reason that, you know, there is no rat in this apartment. It wouldn't lie there, and so on and so on. You reason and you gather facts, and then you come up with logic and reason, all of that, facts, to a conclusion which is objectively real, true. So he says that what they learn in the CIA is, first of all, difference and how to not fall for that, but also how to use that. That you, when you want to talk to another person and, well, manipulate that person to where you want that person or influence that person, you start with something emotionally charged, and then you bring the perspective. For instance, it says, and salespeople use that too, are you a good father? Are you really with your children as much as you feel that you should be? You know, this in every father, that kind of starts to ignite emotions. There, oh, I don't know, and oh, am I? But then the next thing that you give is a very practical program or solution or actions for how to get there, how to become such a good father. So, and he says, just by looking at this YouTube video here that they are in, those people have a huge advantage by just learning this over others, because it's like 90% of the people of this on this planet, they are dumb. They are dull in that sense. They are on that perception level, which can be easily manipulated. And again, the CIA agents, and of course, that's up there in the higher levels of control of the societies we live in. That's the knowledge they have. And when I see people in the media, or, you know, have social media and this and that, and speaking to people about current issues, political or whatever, or the latest pandemic, or the vaccines, or the this and the that, or the environment. And often we find that it's very emotional, and people easily get angry and upset if you don't share their perception and opinion. And I just spoke to someone the other day that, to my kids actually, that when you find that, when you encounter that, that people get very upset and angry at you, even hating you because you have a different opinion, then look out. Then, and I would say now that this is could very well be a sign there of propaganda in action, manipulation, which then uses emotion. So these are some things. And he's saying here earlier that the way you influence other people when you want to, you know, get the secrets from them, whatever, there are four ways. I remember three of them. Let's see here now if I can get the other one. The first one, they come in the order of importance. The most important and valued, powerful one is ideology. That you reached out to a person based on a certain ideology that person has, and that you can use that to get to, you know, motivate them. You believe in this, you are, or you're a follower of that leader or that thing, or, you know, you're an activist, or you're, you know, these things that people are engaged in and believe in. That's the most powerful. The second is, what was that? I would have to go back and look at those. The third one was coercion, anyway. I'll take those in another recording.